About 4 years ago, I moved to Margate, and of course, it's completely a Margate story. It's about a girl from Margate, or two girls who meet in Margate. One is a long-term Margate, born and bred resident, and the other is an asylum seeker from Kosovo. So when I moved to Margate, I contacted John Retallick, the writer, and said, what about telling their story now? What are these girls doing now? And that was the beginning of a very long journey, and that's how Hannah and Hannah in Dreamland came about.
Lots of various different issues that you're kind of tackling within this place, and very hard-hitting ones, but I believe music as well plays quite an important part in this. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's you're right on both counts. It's a very, very moving play. And it does deal with some very difficult issues. It looks at the migration of Kosovans after the war with Serbia back in the late 90s. And it also looks at the migration crisis which is facing the world today. So it does deal with some very, very serious issues. But it also has fantastic music, and believe it or not, there's an awful lot of laughs in it.
How important was it that you also got that aspect across? Because I'm sure some people could think, okay, going to see a play about migration and what happens to these people as they try to leave their countries and make their way here could be quite hard to sit through. How important was it that you got that comedy element as well, and you brought that laughter into it?
Overall, theatre has to be entertaining. If you want to go to a political meeting and find the facts of something, that's a whole different experience. But theatre is about entertainment, and this play is extremely entertaining. And actually, I think you can't tell any story unless you can engage your audiences. And I'm pretty certain that audiences are going to just completely fall in love with this play.
And what do you think the background of Margate brings to it? Does it add that extra dimension? I know you say you moved there, so perhaps that's why it's got that extra element for you. But what do you think it brings to the play, it being set in that town?
Well, I think Margate is, in a way, it's a bit of a microcosm for what is happening in a lot of seaside towns, but we feel it even more perhaps in Margate. Margate was once a thriving seaside resort. Cliftonville was the posh end of the town. And then as British people started to go abroad for their holidays, the bottom basically fell out of the tourist industry, as it did in so many seaside towns. And therefore, there was a lot of accommodation which was there ready to house people who had either no home of their own or needed to be moved out of the city for some reason. And so it became a town that was synonymous with a lot of problems for a lot of people. And I think what's so special about Margate and what's happened in so many other seaside towns is that has now turned around. You know, Margate is now becoming quite gentrified. You know, we talk about the DFLs, the Down From Londons, that come to live in Margate, the artists inspired by Turner Contemporary who've made their home there. And I think, but the other people still exist. They still live there. We still have a large community of people from all over the world. And there are also a lot of people who've lived in Margate all their lives and who see the town that they knew and loved changing. And I think the challenge for all of us is how we use theatre, in this instance, to help promote social cohesion, how we help to tell a story that all those groups will relate to and that they will hopefully go out of the theatre thinking a little bit differently or a little bit more about things that they took for granted in the past.